Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It is going to be a hot Thursday over northern Gauteng and the northwest. Very hot in the lower veld and extremely hot over the northeastern parts of Limpopo. Pretoria today up to 30, Joburg 27, Mbombelani Malahleni 29, Polokwane 33 and Rustenburg up to 32 degrees.
In Centurion at the moment on the N1 N14 southbound, there's a collision there at the Brakfontein interchange.
A Sandparks Wilderness Trails guide has been arrested after he was caught with an illegal hunting rifle inside the Kruger National Park. It's not clear yet what he planned to do with the rifle or whether he already fired it at the time of his arrest. Sandparks says the guide will also face internal disciplinary charges. And Japanese firm Icon says it stopped producing the model of radios reportedly used in recent blasts in Lebanon around 10 years ago. Dozens of the handheld radios used by Hezbollah exploded yesterday in its second day of explosions. Icon says the ICV-A2 is a handheld radio that was produced and exported, including to the Middle East, from 2004 to 2014, before it was then discontinued. With that, looking at our business news. While it is all eyes on the Reserve Bank for this afternoon's interest rates announcement and the anticipation of a first rate cut in more than 4 years, expectations are high after data released yesterday showed that headline consumer inflation fell to 4.4% year on year in July. That's just below the Reserve Bank's midpoint target. And last night, the US Federal Reserve confirmed a 50 basis point cut in their key lending rate, in also their first rate cut since 2020. Tokyo's Nikkei led Asian markets higher this morning as the yen hit a 2-week high after the Federal Reserve announcement, and the rand also strengthened further against the dollar, remaining at its best levels in 14 months. A dollar this morning at 17 rand 52, a euro 19 rand 47, a pound 23 rand 14 cents. Gold at $2,564.68 per fine ounce, oil at $73.49 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadra D'Souza, more news at 7.
Well, last night was not a great night for local cricket fans at all after Afghanistan claimed a historic 6-wicket win over the Proteas men in the opening ODI in Sharjah. After skittling South Africa out for just 106, they did avoid their lowest ever score in an ODI, but Afghanistan secured their first ever win against the Proteas with 24 overs to spare. It's a bit of an upset, but they have been good, the Afghans, in the last 2 or 3 years. It didn't get much better for the Proteas women as Pakistan secured a 13-run win in their second T20 International in Multan to level the series 1-1. The host posted 181 for 4 in response today, Lisa's 53 of 29 deliveries was in vain and South Africa were restricted to 168 for 4. Three results from the Betway Premiership yesterday. Orlando Pirates kicked off their title challenge on a winning note, beating Chippa United 2-1. Golden Arrows also off on the right note with a 2-0 win against Stellenbosch, and Sekhukhune United opened their campaign with a 1-0 home win over newly promoted Makesi FC at the Peter Mokaba Stadium. And in the Champions League, Man City making a sluggish start after they drew 0-0 against Inter Milan, while Paris Saint-Germain needed a last-minute goal to beat tournament newcomers Girona 1-0. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
Jack Red FM plays more.